So being a good steward is taking care of the gifts that we've been given and using them wisely. We often have time, talent, treasures, but any gifts we've been given by God to take a look at them.
You announced stewardship. What is stewardship? How do we talk about core values through this lens? So anyone else want to give it a shot? Stewardship really comes from a Greek word, oikos. Oikos meaning household. And stewardship is the care or well-being for an entire household. So when we talk about stewardship in a faith community, we're really talking about how we maintain and care for the whole of the household. It's our finances, it's our time, it's our creativity, our passions. All of these things go into our lens of stewardship. Last week, we talked about the value of balance. And we talked about balance in the sense of, do we have a balanced love life? Are we maintaining a balanced love life in love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self? And so now this week, we're going to talk about how can we be faithful stewards of hope, that we're living into this core value, the well-being of our whole household, and how do we live into this vision of hope? How do we live, embody, proclaim, and share hope in our local community and in the world? So I'd like to start with a quote from Cornel West. Despair and hope are inseparable. One can never understand what hope is really about unless one wrestles with despair. The same is true with faith. There has to be some serious doubt. Otherwise, faith merely becomes a dogmatic formula, an orthodoxy, a way of evading the complexities of life rather than a way of engaging honestly with life. Despair and hope are inseparable. What is despair? Have you ever felt despair?
Hopelessness.
Things will never get better.
Things will never get better again.
Helplessness.
I'm sorry?
Helplessness.
Helplessness.
Deep grief.
Deep grief. Giving up.
Pessimism.
You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Out of control. Being stewards of hope is difficult because it begins in this very dark place of despair. What are some of the things that you despair over or under?
Health.
Health.
Aging. What's happening in the world?
What's happening in the world?
Jobs.
Jobs.
Human connection.
Human connection.
Discord in family relations.
Discord in family relations. I'm a little despairing today from lack of sleep. The kids are giggling because they know why. Because they're the cause. No. We are despairing a little bit today, right, guys? Have you felt the weight of our despair? I'm going to share with the gathering. I'm dressed like this. I've been dressed like this for the last 24 hours. You might not want to get too close. Last night, we participated in an event called the Sleep Out for Homelessness. And we gathered with churches around the Penn Northeast, UCC churches. And the intent was we slept out in a parking lot in Whitehall overnight
because we wanted to understand the kind of despair that our local youth experience on a daily basis, those who have unstable and insecure housing. We'll share some more, but we really truly felt that despair, did we not? I mean, we struggled, we suffered, and we really understood what it's like to have lack of sleep, lack of resources, lack of food. We woke up with some seriously hungry bellies this morning. And trying to put ourselves in that place of despair. Also, I'm going to share with you a little bit about the community, the early Christian community, because I think they understood despair. Those early Christians, they were persecuted, they were struggling, and they were suffering. And yet, they had hope. So I'd like for us to read together this passage from Scripture written in Hebrews. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. Each one of these people of faith died, not yet having in hand what was promised, but still believing. How did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance, waited for their greeting, and accepted the fact that they were transients in this world. People who live this way make it plain that they are looking for their true home. If they were homesick for the old country, they could have gone back any time they wanted. But they were after a far better country than that, heaven country. You can see why God is so proud of them and has a city waiting for them. Faith comes from a Greek word, hypostasis, which literally, when translated into English, means standing under. I love this image of standing under, in faith, standing under God's love for us, standing under our loving relationships with one another, standing under this great sense of security. It becomes a firm foundation in which we can stand. Hypostasis is something so basic. It's not something we can see, which, you know, I thought after listening to the kids, I thought, I don't really need to preach this morning. But they have a wisdom, don't they? They have this belief, this trust in things unseen that is just so valuable. But it provides this place for us to stand so that even in the midst of despair, even in the midst of darkness, when everything seems to be falling apart, we have a firm foundation which we can stand to find hope. So I'd like to share this video with you.
By the way, it says the power of words on the bottom.
ourselves in that place of despair to understand and learn and discover what it means to have insecure housing here in the Lehigh Valley. Do you all want to come up here? Share your time. Come on up. Come on up. I know they're a little nervous. But they have some real true wisdom to share with us today. I'm going to go back to my phone to make sure that I have all of our information that we learned last night. So last night, we had 113 youth and 35 adults participate in Sligo. It was great. It was an amazing crowd. And to see some images of our cardboard box homes that we built together. And all of this was really to help support the Synergy Project for the Valley Youth House. And it's like Megan works for Valley Youth House, and we were able to connect. The Synergy Project is an amazing outreach, and we learned all about it. Do any of you have anything that you want to share, what you learned about Synergy Project? Tommy, here. There are 180,000 youth living on the streets in one night in our country. 180,000 youth. Of those 180,000 youth, 36,000 are not in families. They are by themselves. They're alone. And 6,000 of those youth are under the age of 18 in one night. So we sacrificed our night in order to put ourselves in the shoes of those youth. And there were some things that we learned that we kind of take for granted, right? What were some of the things that you learned about youth in our community that have unstable housing?
I was sleeping inside the cardboard boxes. It was very, very cold. When I woke up, my bed was very hot.
Yeah. What else did you guys experience?
Well, when I woke up, my throat was really dry because this is allergy season right now, so just imagine having to sleep through the whole entire allergy season would be hard without any shelter or medicine to really help you through it.
It was close. I mean, it was loud, and then that thought was followed by another one 10 minutes later. I mean, it was close. So you can imagine what it would be like for those of you. The other thing that we learned was about the fear that these youth experience. What did we learn about the fear and the despair that they experience? Ella?
We learned that some of them are, like, too scared to, like, tell people that they know or, like, a guidance counselor at school because maybe they're, like, embarrassed or, like, other things like that.
Right. And things that we never would have thought of about youth that, like, that we just thought, oh, naturally, well, we could talk to our parents, well, we could talk to all these different community people, and suddenly became very aware that, no, these youth are feeling so isolated and alone. But we discovered hope in the midst of all of this, didn't we? Who wants to share hope? Sophia.
Being around, like, my friends, it felt almost like one giant sleepover, but then I realized they were the only things that gave me hope because then we didn't have to focus on the bugs or how hot it was or how bad it smelled in the cardboard box. So I had to picture being, like, in that box alone when
we helped to raise can connect us with those youth. The Citizenship Project uses that money to do what? To buy socks, to buy toiletries, basic things that we would not have considered. Food, what else? Tents, what else? Do you remember? Water bottles, things that we often take for granted. So food, and then the other thing, socks, dry socks, right? I mean, we as we're listening to the story about how many youth walk around with pain because they have to walk around all day. They often have to find a public place where they can find safety, but they're often walking around with wet feet. They get trench foot. So Synergy provides them with dry socks. I mean, such a simple, small gift. So all of this money that we're raising provides hope in our local community. We can be active in this, and we can also empathize and discover what it means to these youth. And so we are so grateful for Synergy Project for coming and for learning, and hopefully we made a big stink on Grape Street overnight. So thank you to our youth. I just think that these youth show me every week what it means to be faithful, what it means to live into the kingdom of God and Jesus' hopes for us every day. They took a night when they could have been in their comfortable beds having a fun sleepover, and here we are waking up with aches and pains and hungry bellies. But we know what it's like now. Just a little small glimpse of what these other youth in our community go through, and hopefully we can be neighbors and support them and walk in their shoes and provide hope. Because there was one thing we discovered that provides hope more than anything: the love of God and the support of our family, our friends, our neighbors. So thank you guys. Thank you for all that you do. And I'll just be the change we want to see in the world. Amen?
Amen. Amen.